about time you got home from school, you wicked little boy. We need to talk about what I found on your computer. You were talking last night to some boy named Sam, and you were describing vile, unclean acts between the two of you. How you put your thing in their mouth and then and into their bottom. Well, I didn't send you to a Catholic school and take you to church every Sunday so you could be a gay. Now don't argue with me. You'll hear me out. You show your mother some respect. Well, I'm only 30-ish, but, you know, this has aged me at least 5 years. I just about fainted dead away when I saw that. Filth. Luckily, I revived myself with those brownies I found in your desk drawer. Yes, I ate them all. I don't know why you had to hide them, though. They weren't that good. Kind of dry, and if anything, eating them just made me more hungry. I was halfway into my second bag of chips when I realized that I needed God's help with you. So, I fell to my knees right then and there among the broken potato chips on the floor and prayed to God to help you and me. And for the first time, God spoke to me. Not directly, but through the refrigerator, mostly humming and rattling of the ice maker and things like that, but I knew what he meant. He said, if I let you be a sinner, then you would be damned, and I would too for letting you go astray. So he said it was up to me to guide you down the right path and to see that you coveted women instead of men. God said that it was time for the lion to lie down with the lamb. Now, I'm not sure which of us is which, but I know that he meant the lion and the lamb were us. So we have to lie together to know each other in the biblical sense. Don't make me make it any clearer than that, young man. I haven't known a man's affection since your father left with that whore. But I still keep myself in shape, and I know that I'm lusted after by many men, and your young friends. And I thought you, before the devil got into your heart. I know incest is a sin, but God gave me his approval. It would be a sin not to at this point, and if it will save both our souls, I just need to guide you back to God's path. Plus, you and some proper God-fearing woman need to give me grandchildren someday, you know, and I... Well, I've been careful not to tempt you with this body since your voice first started to change. But now, tempting you is what I must do. So, off with this modest dress. And this bra. See? They're still quite nice, aren't they? And now, off with my panties. I can assure you this is nice, too. You didn't wreck it on the way out, no matter how bad it felt. Now I just need to get you back in there. Let's see. Yes, let's get you out of your clothes, too. Quickly now. Oh, my. Well, you certainly didn't inherit that from your father. And it looks so hard. From me? We may save you yet. Now, join me on your bed. We will have proper sex in the missionary position, and I will show you what a miracle sex between a man and a woman can be. Careful, you're bigger than me now, and move over me, but keep your weight on your arms. You seem so eager. I'd almost think you weren't gay. Now there. There, hold it right there, against me. Let me adjust a little, open my legs a little more, and now go ahead and lean down into me a little more. Oh, yes, there. We're doing as God told us now. All I need to do now is show you how incredible this can be, and why you never need or want to do naughty things with another man. Oh, goodness. Oh, maybe it's been longer than I thought, or maybe because it's God's will, but this feels, oh, so good. Oh, it was never this good with your father. If he could see us now. Do you like this? Do you like this as much as I do? Am I convincing you? Not to be a gay. I can work harder. I don't have to just lie here. I can... Let me just squeeze you and move. Like this. Oh, yeah. So naughty, having sex with my son. But God told me to do it. I shouldn't be enjoying it this much, but... Oh, God. Oh, you're going to ejaculate inside me. The church says it's a sin to waste sperm, but it's okay. God won't let me carry my own son's baby, or if it happens, it's because it's his will. And if you have an orgasm inside of a woman, you can't be gay. You're too good at this to be gay. Oh, yes. So do it inside me, son. Please, please have a big, glorious, non-gay orgasm inside your mother's pussy. Oh, yes, do it, my little man. My darling little man, come for me. Oh, yes. So good. There. Now. Try to tell me you're still gay after all that. You're not? It worked? Now promise me you'll never talk to that Sam boy on the internet again. Samantha? That was a girl? You were describing those sexual things with a girl? So you're not gay. Not even a little bit. Well, I should be relieved, I guess, but I'm a little sad that it wasn't me giving myself to you that turned you straight, and I'm confused as to why God told me to do this, and I'm also still strangely hungry. Do you have any more of those brownies? I don't want to go in the kitchen for some food because, well, God's still in there. Maybe we should just stay here in bed, eat some brownies. Make extra sure you're not gay.